Chairman. Representative Martin and Senator Jackson are here, and I certainly do want to presume that I speak in front of the bill sponsors.
Do you guys, well, we're not in a hearing, but do you guys want to say anything in the general work session, John?
I mean, I can give a little history.
Why don't you do that if you got a minute? Because that'll save us some time tomorrow. I think, obviously, you were here in 1820.
I can be really lengthy on history. I'm John Martin, House District 1, Eagle Lake, and I do represent the area known as Bell Mountain. I was involved in the 1989-90-91 when the proposal came before us. And a number of hearings were held in Ashland, Portage, and other areas as well as we were going through, because as it became obvious when we looked at what we had, when this whole proposal came about, the possibility of Bell Mountain, we looked at the law in Maine, and as Commissioner told you, we really had lousy law, and the environment was unprotected, to be honest, as a result of the two mines that we've dealt with for years, and one that we're still dealing with, Callahan. And so it became, became very much the issue. And we proceeded with hearings, and we proceeded to have the, local hearings as well in Arista County over the issue of Bell Mountain. And what we discovered was that that was one issue, was the environmental issue. The second issue was the closure issue. And then the third one, which became, I think, the final one that was probably the most dramatic for legislators, and that was the tax issue, because we really had nothing. We had no ability for the state to tax, and the excise tax is what you have on the books now, and you'll notice tomorrow that that is not being discussed because, frankly, it was determined to be high at the time. It was what we wrote that it really was now today because of the environment. Probably we're probably in the middle of the pack in terms of what other states do in terms of the excise tax, and it was. I would say it was probably the most difficult legislation that I dealt with in my legislative career in trying to bring people together on those issues. I think that was, I've told basically the proponents of it, when they asked me if I would be a sponsor and met with the owner of the land, I basically said, you know, we discussed the issue of the environment, and frankly, Mr. Irving made it very clear to me that it was they own the land, they don't intend to destroy it. And the big difference from this proposal, and I'll probably repeat this again tomorrow, was that what Great Northern, which owned the land at the time, they basically were going to just lease it outright. There would have been the company from away would have been the one that would have been doing it, and then they could have walked away, and that was really our concern at the time. And, of course, Mr. Irving has made it clear that he doesn't intend to do that, but probably partner with whomever might be the company that has chosen to do the mining. So I think when you take a look at what we went through, and I don't envision what we're doing now to be anything as controversial as what we went through 30 years ago. And if you read the legislative record, it pretty much lays it out as well in terms of the process that we used to get there. I, at the time, there's no question that in 30 years a lot of things have changed, including federal and state law, and that's the reason we're here. And I will tell you up front that one of the reasons, and some of you raised it earlier, is who LURC is sort of taken out of the picture. Frankly, I wish I knew what was going to happen to LURC. I don't want to take the chance that we end up being in a situation where we can have a mine in northern Maine, and then it's confused or stymied by what's going on with the Land Use Regulation Commission. And, of course, keep in mind that if I had my way, I'd kill the pending legislation before the land use that's being proposed to change LURC. But that's another story for another committee another day. But I think that I don't want to get too caught in that area. So that's why I think that I'm proposing basically in this bill that the function be handled by DEP, and that become the agency of the state that becomes responsible for carrying out the possibility of having, frankly, jobs in Arusa County.
John, when the and I also want to just agree with you on the excise tax part, because that is another part that even earlier when I was asked by the governor's office, we need to, this needs to be happening at the same time. It needs to be evaluated at the same time. Because there are things I think we can do smartly that can really set the state up for the future with this, using our assets to get there. So, but I do appreciate you bringing this forward. I really do. And you and my good friend Senator Jackson over there. Representative Aya.
Representative Martin, there's three things you said you were concerned with, if I followed you correctly. Taxes, closure, and environment.
Right, the environmental issues.
Why in the state of Maine, and you would know, isn't there a Bureau of Lands and Mines?
Why isn't there one?
Instead of it under LURC, why isn't there one specifically for lands and mines?
Well, keep in mind that, that's an interesting comment beginning for me to keep in mind. I guess when you look at it, we had no effective law dealing with mining in this state. And so no one was trying, and at that point, LURC was in a beginning phase. I mean, LURC had been around not that long at that point, and they were basically getting their feet wet and controversial as well at the time. But we never, I think we are focused on some issues, and we didn't want to confuse the two. We didn't want to start a fight between those supporting LURC and those supporting the development of a mine in the unorganized territory. And that, I think that's the reason why we sort of went the way we did. And I think that I think we did the right thing at the time, to be honest. I have no qualms about what we did.
The only reason I ask, Representatives, the knowledge I have about LURC shows me none of their ability is there to manage, control, or have oversight over lands and mines.
Having said that, I do think, and I think the Commissioner will probably tell you this when she comes back with her revisions, is that we're going to need, as we move forward here and the mine develops, we're going to develop some expertise in DEP. They have no, at this point, any staff or enough staff in order to, if we're going to go into the Bell Mountain or more, we're going to have to give staff to the DEP to make sure that the regulations are followed, that there's someone on site, et cetera. And at this point in time, we do not have that at the department. And I think the Commissioner would be more than happy to tell you what she needs at some point, even though now is not the time because, needless to say, there's not even an application that has been filed. So, we're rules have not been written. So we're away. We're probably 2 years away from getting to that stage, but that's going to have to come. And I think that the quicker we do, the better it's going to be to develop that capacity, because the last thing we want to do is develop a system in Maine that doesn't work well, and that we end up with problems like some other states have had. I've seen what the Welsh have seen in other states, and during this process back in the 80s, I actually went out west to take a look at streams that were dead, and so I've seen some of these mines that were closed without any closure ability and no environmental ending to a solution that should have been saved and stopped rather than simply allowed to continue. So and speaking as a person who teaches environmental policy at the university, I'd be more than happy to tell you how many miles of rivers and streams that are no longer fishable in this country. So that's where we were basically coming from, and that's where I think we need to move.
Okay. Representative Knapp.
Thank you. Representative Martin, for tomorrow, if you can, I'd be interested what some of the range is on the present excise taxes, discussing that issue.
Sure. It's not in his bill, obviously, but I can bring you the law and without any problem.
Yeah. Other questions? John, thank you very much.
Thank you.